We're back, the Total Celebrity Show on the Total Education Network and TotalTutor.net for more information. Twitter, Total Tutor, Neil S. Haley, Facebook, LinkedIn, Neil Haley, Instagram, Total Tutor, Pinterest, Neil Haley, and Google Plus, Neil Haley. And when I think about a celebrity show, you know, I got in this big kick of entering all these athletes. Then I started in a different role, and it seems like now it's more reality and different hit shows and people from the past. It's so interesting, from promoting a guest on the E! Network to talking to somebody from Nickelodeon, now TLC. So I'm excited to welcome the program Jason and Cassia Hitch from TLC's 90 Day Fiancé. Jason and Cassia, thanks for calling. How are you?
Hey, hi. Thanks for having us.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And it's kind of funny. I was doing some Google searching on both of you, investigative reporter that I am and journalist from education. And I guess the first announcement before we can get into why you did the show is that there are rumors out there, Jason, that you guys never did get married. So isn't that so? I don't know if you see those different things online.
You saw that we never got married?
Yeah. Haven't you been? So you got to go check out your. Yeah.
No way.
No, really. Yeah. I just wanted to say that. It's kind of a interesting part of the PR of things when you kind of search and dig up certain dirt that's on the internet. You didn't know that, Jason.
No, I didn't. I guess I could see that. The conspiracy theories are out just about everybody, and everybody has an opinion on things. But the truth of it is that Cassie and I were actually married about a week before the time we were in Las Vegas.
You know, it's kind of, yeah. But also, you know, that they even have your wedding that then someone did uncover, and it has your license online too. So I just wanted to tell you that. So you guys can check those things out. So Jason, when you first decided to do the show, and I'm going to ask Cassia the same thing. When you first decided to do the show, were you hesitant about being on the show 90 Day Fiancé at all? Or what was your thought?
I was a little bit. The original plan was that Cassia and I were actually going to get married this year in the summer of 2015 and not in 2014. And the show allowed us to kind of fast forward our lives a little bit, but I was a little leery of what was going to happen. I had seen season one, so when the show and I were talking about their interest in Cassia and myself, I played it like I wasn't interested, even though we were talking, and because I wanted to gauge their interest, because I didn't want to be screwed around for a month or two saying, oh, we're interested and we're not interested and go back and forth. I didn't want to do that to Cassia either. You know, she had her school, she had a job, she had her family. She had a lot of things going on down there, and I didn't want to play with her emotions. And I wanted to make sure this was a right fit for both of us to get married on TV.
And mm-hmm. what was your thought, Cassia? Was it first no when Jason told you about this being on a show? Or what was your
yes, thing? I told him no. I didn't want to do anything about it because I knew they would put a lot of drama on this. But we decided to do it because we wanted to educate people about the K-1 visa and all that people need to do. It's not like easy to come in here. You have to do a lot of paperwork.
Yeah, definitely.
And so yes, at the first I said no way. I'm not doing it.
And Jason, because you're an entrepreneur, was it something that in a lot of your ways thinking about, hey, this is great PR, or this could be something also that is something to get us on the map for different opportunities, would you say? Or like, what are you thinking? What were your thoughts?
I told Cassia just pretty much from the beginning, and actually a few days ago, that if we have a 1% chance of creating an environment, creating an opportunity, opening a door that maybe not necessarily was available if we were just, I don't know what you want to say, regular people.
Right.
Then let's take that chance. Let's gamble and create an environment where she and I can work together on something and basically not be away from each other.
Yeah, and that's true for sure. And that there's this one shot top opportunity. You see it in so many ways as looking at, you know, creating a public brand, creating a brand. And Cassia, that's what you saw after he kind of talked you into saying, let's do this. Let's show what this is all about, right? And the challenges of this and also our lives. And you kind of letting them in, right, Cassia?
Exactly.
So that's pretty much. So, Jason, experience after the show, reflection, what would you say after it aired on TV and everything?
Well, you know, what we've stated in prior interviews, it's kind of like what we're experiencing now. It's kind of like watching a football game and having the ability to have the remote control to rewind and watch, you know, ourselves in slow motion to watch us in instant replay. And then now we kind of go back and forth to say, hey, I can't believe they showed that, but they didn't show this, and they showed that. You know, we understand that, you know, the TLC has obligations. They wanted to make a good show, granted. You know, it is what it is now, and they showed about an hour of our relationship out of 126,000 minutes. And, you know, we're able to be here in Spring Hill, Florida. I won the prize because I'm married to the love of my life. And we're excited about the new opportunities that she and I have in our relationship and opportunities that perhaps are going to grow outside of the show.
Now, Cassia, what was your reflection from the show? How did you reflect from after watching it and everything?
Yeah, I learned of not judging people just for some minutes that I saw them on TV, because I know that's wrong. Doesn't happen to me. Like, I had a lot of people on Facebook, Twitter, just tell me and tell them about and saying things about my hair or about the way I talk, you know? And I learned from this show how to respect people, because it's very hard, because a lot of people want to respect, but they don't respect each other. And that's it.
It's interesting. And a lot of times we see these reality television shows and say, these people aren't going to be very nice. Then you talk to them in person, you're like, wow, they're completely different, because you never know what that camera's going to film, Jason. You never know what you're going to say, and they're going to consider that's that person. Right, Jason?
Exactly. That's why, you know, we wanted to provide an environment on our public Facebook page, our YouTube channel, and our own website to actually show videos we did while they didn't film us last summer, to show people possibly the real us. And we've gained quite a few thousand fans that way, and we're pretty proud of what we did and what we're showing, because that's what it's all about.
It's definitely, Jason, that's what it's all about, and it's a fun thing for sure. Now, tell me specifically the projects you and Cassia have coming up. What's going on after the show, and how your lives changed, and where you're going from here?
Well, Cassia is an artist in her own right. She's got a graphic design marketing background with a strong journalistic background. So we're letting her do what she does, which is to write and create. And, of course, I have an entrepreneurial and sales and marketing background. So we're kind of merging our talents together. We've been fortunate to be here in Spring Hill, Florida, and I called on a friend, and he actually is one of the largest, or he is actually the largest snack and peanut company here in Florida. And Cassia and I have started a business called GiftingFun.com. It's going to carry a line of snacks and candies, and she does all the graphics, I do all the sales, and we're ready to go to market. We're going to be ready to go to market here in a week or two, and it will allow us to work together 24 hours a day.
Wow. That would be something I wish for my wife, because where my business is going and having those opportunities. So, Cassia, so that you're pretty excited about that, merging your talents together into an entrepreneurial venture.
Yeah, we can work together and have fun. I think this way is better than him or I trying to get every job and then work all day long at my home and then get home tired. So I think Jason had a brilliant idea of us working and have fun together. This is all that matters.
And Jason, we got the gift. Thank you again, my wife and I. Thank you for sending the gift. And we definitely can't wait to try a bunch of the different things. So thank you for sending that. That was that's the first time in a long time. I remember when I went to the National Publicity Summit, somebody once sent me a gift for coming on my show. But I haven't had that much. Hint, hint to all the other top people, please send me stuff. We can definitely utilize it. But Jason, so the excitement of where you're going and where you want to take this is exciting. And Florida compared to Illinois, and the world is your oyster, right? Putting these talents together, isn't it?
It definitely is. And right now we hope by the end of the summer, we're also going to do exactly what we wanted to do from day one. We're going to finish our book, which will talk about our relationship from day one and go into how this K-1 process starts from beginning to end and kind of bring it back down to the basics. We thought that the show would perhaps educate people a little bit more in the K-1 process, but that was just the touched on a little bit on the show. But now with this book and with our marketing, I hope that people can reach out to us at Jason and Kasia on our public page and jasonandkasia.com to come to us with any questions or concerns about their K-1 experience so we can all learn from each other. One case in point is Kasia and I didn't know that she could have applied for a Social Security number after two or 3 weeks that she first got here.
Wow.
And had we had known, it could have changed everything when it came to when we got our papers worked on, when she could have started working and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. But you know, sometimes you have to learn the hard way.
Now, so Jason, the K-1 process, explain that to people before we have to let you go. That'd be interesting especially you said that TLC wasn't able to explain it the way you wanted it explained. That's why you're writing the book.
Well, the K-1 visa is you apply for the K-1 visa. You do all the pertinent paperwork. You send in their fee, and of course it allows the fiance to come over, and you have 90 days to get married. And actually, you can get married any day of the week. You don't have to wait till the 90 days, and you have the first 14 days to get the Social Security number, and you have until the last 2 weeks to get the Social Security number. But if you don't get married, technically they violated their visa and they're supposed to go home. And it's up to the sponsor, which is myself, to then send them back. Sometimes the fiance just stays here illegally. But there's all kinds of little idiosyncrasies that we've learned, and we hope to educate people about how to do it without the anxiety and the stress that perhaps someone who's not educated or doesn't know how to find the information.
Right. Well, I think that's great. And Jason and Kasia, it's great. What you reason also you did the show is to show that process, to help others that are looking to do it. And then hopefully once your book's out, Jason, reach out to me. We're Facebook friends. I'll have you back on the show again for a little more detailed time to talk more about your story. We kind of just promoted TLC's, you know, the 90-day fiance experience and your new products. But we want to have you guys back on once the book comes out. So, Jason, where's the best place we can find info one more time for you guys?
You can reach out to us on our public page on Facebook, Jason and Kasia, and then, of course, jasonandkasia.com. All one word, jasonandkasia.com. And don't forget, gourmet snacks to your door, giftingfun.com.
All right. Well, thanks for calling the program, and best of luck to you. Sound good?
All right, take care. All right, Neil. Thank you. Thank you for everything.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. You're listening to Total Celebrity Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.